Good morning. We continue with a very shortened version of today's section of Chovos HaLevavos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We begin the 19th of the Cheshbonos, and today the Chovos HaLevavos points out to us that one of the things we need to keep in mind happens when we walk around the world and we see all sorts of tragedies and illness and pain, to think to ourselves, well, Hashem protects us from those tragedies. He protects us from those great traumas, the sicknesses, the imprisonment, the cold, the hot, the wild animals, the tzaras, the tirafadas. How many times do we watch the news or listen to it on the radio and stop and think to ourselves, Baruch Hashem, whatever is going on in the world is going on, but Baruch Hashem, it's not happening to me. How much time do we spend realizing that Hashem's chesed keeps all those wild tragedies away from us? That is one of those things, says the Chovos HaLevavos, that we should be doing within our days, each and every day. That even if we are deserving of punishment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us His chesed. He shows us His great mercy within the course of the day. That's not to say that it's good to thank God that it's happening to somebody else. That's not what he's pointing out. What he's pointing out is that sometimes it happens. That kiva, as the Gemara says in Bava Kama, kiva shenitan rishus lamashris, as soon as the permission is given to the angel of death, the Malach HaMavis, eino mavchin bein tzadik l'rasha, he does not make a differentiation between the righteous and the not righteous, and yet still somehow Hashem uses it as a means to protect us, his people. Rav Matisyahu Salomon says, this, it doesn't require major changes in a person's life to be able to be saved. There are certain instances in life where people make small decisions and small recognitions, and that alone serves as the basis for the future. He says he remembers going to visit Rav Shach Zatzal on a number of occasions where Rav Shach Zatzal turned and explained to a whole bunch of people who came in to talk to him and ask why certain things happened to certain people. And Rav Shach responded by highlighting the fact that each and everyone should make it his business to say at least the first bracha, birchas hamazon, from a siddur, and then turn to Rav Matisyahu and explain to him that people just don't understand that they need to offer thanksgiving to Hashem in the proper way. Thanksgiving is a mitzvah min haTorah. Thanksgiving needs to be done in the way it's supposed to be done, recognizing that Hashem is the zanas haolam kulo betuvo, that God feeds the entire world out of His greatness. He gives that power to do good things to man and to save him from that which is evil. Man who recognizes it becomes deserving of that opportunity to be saved from evil. And therefore, man should take the opportunity to know the great challenges that exist in life. And when he realizes that he's learning it because it's not happening to him, he should offer the proper hodah, the proper thanksgiving to Hashem. Here we are in the middle of a holiday, lehodos ulehalel, that our job is to offer that thanksgiving to Hashem, and not only sing the praise, but to recognize it in our lives. If we can do so during the days of Hanukkah, and carry it forward into the prayers that we offer, even in the regular day, when in the normal course of events, we certainly will not only have a freilich in Hanukkah, but a terrific day. Have a great day.